From KUAR News in Little Rock, good morning. I'm Sarah Kellogg. Sunny skies are expected today, along with a high near 68 degrees. A fiscal session of the Arkansas General Assembly is expected to wrap up today. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more on what lawmakers had to contend with, including the approval of a $5.8 billion Revenue Stabilization Act.
Jake Bleed, Director of Budget for the Department of Finance and Administration, spoke to the Joint Budget Committee while wearing a mask. He said that since the governor presented his proposed budget on March 4th, big cuts have been made because of the COVID-19 outbreak.
Since that time, we've seen economic activity in the state really change dramatically. We had to, for the current fiscal year, institute a $353 million budget cut that is compressed into the last 3 months of the fiscal year.
Committee members expressed concerns about some cuts, but ended up approving a budget for the fiscal year that begins in July. Last week, the committee rejected a proposal by Senator Trent Garner to shut down an office the state maintains in China to spur economic development. He again brought that up as the full Senate voted on funding for the Department of Commerce.
I think when we look back at the Wuhan COVID-19 crisis in Arkansas and see that the Arkansas Senate did nothing to hold China accountable during this time, it'll be a black stain on the history of this crisis.
Legislative leaders expect quick approval of budget bills when the two chambers reconvene. Senate President Pro Tem Jim Hendren thanked lawmakers for an unusually quick session.
I appreciate everybody's work getting this done in record time. I know it took some cooperation and perhaps some compromise that folks didn't want to make, but I think we all saw the necessity to go home and get back before this thing peaks. So thank you very much for that.
Governor Asa Hutchinson told reporters he looks forward to going through the final bill that gets passed. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.